Consciousness is uniquely human. We cannot study it in other models. What do you think about it?
I would say consciousness is not just something human, because, for example, there is this mirror test in which an elephant is in front of a mirror and scientists are waiting for a reaction of him to see if he's conscious. And the result of this experience is the elephant can recognize itself because he's reacting, he's looking at him, and he's playing with his own projection.
Yes, but I think in this experiment there are limits. For example, the elephants cannot say what they think about him. So there is a language barrier, and ethically we cannot make experiments with 30 elephants, and it's too expensive.
I agree on this part, but I would say there is also smaller animals which are conscious. For example, dog, when you are calling them by their name, they can react and they can come. So that means they are conscious in a certain part, because they can recognize their name and it's know you are calling, they know you are calling them especially.
I don't know. I think it's just a survival instinct. He learned to come to you to eat something, so I'm not agree with you.
So you changed my mind a little bit, because now when I'm thinking about the animal we are used to study on at the laboratory, like rats, for example, they are not really conscious about themselves. They cannot do this mirror test. They can't recognize themselves in the mirror. So I would say, in conclusion, consciousness is not just a human thing, because some animals are conscious about themselves. But I admit it's hard to study it in another animal for the moment, with the technology we have today.